Wallabies, they're up again Sunday morning, our time at 5:10 a.m. It'll be on Stan, and up against Argentina once again, coming off the 41-26 victory on the weekend, where they were down 26-17 at one point there in the second half. By the way, if you want to get up early enough, it could be the last game for Ian Foster as All Blacks coach. They're on at 1 a.m. at Ellis Park in Johannesburg against the Springboks. Of course, the Box beat the All Blacks 26-10 last weekend in the opening weekend at the Rugby Championship. And kind enough to join us now from South America is the Wallabies scrum half, Nick White. Hello, Nick. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Congrats on the win last weekend. Did you go and have a beer with Michael Checker in the other dressing room after the match by any chance?
Well, I didn't know. We didn't see him after the game, but yeah, no doubt we'll catch him after the game this weekend. We're usually it's interesting playing the same opponent 2 weeks in a row. So usually leave that one for the second game. So hopefully we get a good result this weekend and we're able to share a beer after that one.
Did you notice things about the Argentinians that you could just tell that the style that Michael Checker plays is really imparted on them, or are they a bit different to what you expected?
A little bit different to how they've played the last couple of years, and then you can certainly tell that's a bit of Czech style. You know, they're playing a lot of footy at the moment, using the ball, and mate, they're a handful. You know, when they're doing that, and a lot of that's Czech. You know, his style of play, playing a pod system and using the ball, so he's testing out a fence, and it tested us pretty early on. But you know, we're able to get our hands on the ball late in the game, be able to put on a couple of tries and get that one back. So hopefully we can come out of the gates a bit better this week. And like I said, we've had a look at them now. So it's one of those games where review is preview, and we both got a feel for each other. And this week will be different again.
Nick, how important was it to start this, two test matches against Argentina with a win, given you're coming off that serious loss to England here in Australia?
Yeah, big, eh? Like, that English series was a big one for us. A lot of emotion in it, obviously, at home. And we lost that one. And not going to lie, our confidence took a bit of a hit. We worked pretty hard and learned some lessons the hard way in that series. And just in terms of the Rugby Championship, it was really important we get away to a good start. We didn't get away to a good start. And I think that was a good test of our resolve and our character. And a lot of what we're talking about under the game, things weren't going our way, that, going back to what we learnt in that English series and then going back to how we wanted to play and our identity and just fully backing that, and eventually that come good for us. So it'll be good for our confidence. It's really good. The game went like 87 minutes because we're chasing that bonus point, and we eventually got it, which is a huge one for us. So we got 5 points there, and like I said, hopefully we can start the game a little bit better this week. And we'll be chasing a big result, and that'll set us in hopefully put us in a good spot going into the Rugby Championship with 4 games to go against 2 absolute cracking teams in South Africa and New Zealand. So it's all ahead of us, and like you said, it was important we got a good start.
And Nick, you just mentioned the All Blacks. What's it like inside the game for a player like yourself? Have they lost their aura a little bit?
Oh, look, it's hard to say. Hard for us to say. We lost them 3 times last year and haven't played them yet. So, I think it's just where world rugby's going at the moment. Back in the day, obviously New Zealand have been top of the tree for a long time. And for a long time, it was the Southern Hemisphere and the Northern Hemisphere kind of in the middle rankings throughout the world. And I honestly think the top 10, just about anyone can beat anyone. France is sitting on top of the world at the moment, the number one ranking, and they beat Japan by, a try late in the piece. So, it's from 1 to 10 in world rugby at the moment. It's pretty tight, and that's just where our game's at the moment. And I think it's awesome for to see a team like Ireland be able to go to New Zealand and get a result. Between us and England, there was nothing in it. We went up spring tour last year, played Wales, Scotland, and England, and there's only a couple of points in every game. So it's just where it is now. New Zealand, obviously, were ahead of us, ahead of everybody for a long time there, but everyone's played. Played catch up and caught them, and welcome to the crew. So now they're in amongst it. And look, I'm not going to say I feel sorry for them at all.
We wouldn't expect you to either.
Exactly.
We're speaking with Wallabies scrum half Nick White, and Nick, I can only imagine how much of a shock for the players it was, because I think a lot of, you know, rugby followers were certainly shocked to see Michael Hooper obviously put his hand up and pull out of the game last Saturday and has come home. You just look at Hoops and how durable he's been. You know, he's still only 30 years of age. It feels like he's been around for that long. But how is he? Give us an insight into, you know, what he said to the playing group and how he's going.
Mate, he's all right. You know, I spoke to him this morning. He's back home now. You know, and home will do that. You know, get home, get to his family. He's feeling better already, he said. And, you know, two traits that I've said all along that make him who he is, that a guy that we look up to, everyone looks up to, is how honest he is and how brave he was. So, obviously, honest with himself as to where he's at, and then the bravery to be able to, you know, the easy option would have been to just hob, you know, to go out there, continue to play, to continue to battle that. But he put the team first, and far out, even when he's you know, got his own issues there, he's still putting the team first. What an absolute legend. So, spoke to us players, said that was the best thing for the team. Again, putting the team first, which was phenomenal. Said he needed to go home, and he's got the support of all us players and all staff back home, and he'll go home. And, you know, it's just like an injury, and he'll get it fixed and be back. But, you know, just a phenomenal guy. Like I said, it's someone like I look up to. Like you said, he's only 30. He's younger than me. I've known him for a decade, and someone I've always looked up to. You know, certainly the players, the staff, and a lot of fans. So, you know, he's in good hands now. He's done the right thing, and what a phenomenal thing for. It just goes to show his leadership qualities, right? And, you know, we're all behind him. Hopefully, he gets well, and we'll see him sometime in the future.
How devastating was it with Quade Cooper going down, being only 12 months out from a World Cup, and Samu Karevi, ACL in the sevens over there in Birmingham? Disappointing for those guys, but I suppose the positives are that you give other players an opportunity this far out from a World Cup.
Yeah, absolutely gutted for the blokes individually. You know, Samu, you know, he'd get picked in just about any team in the world at 12. He's probably the best 12 in the world, and you know, he's playing some great footy, but he gives an opportunity to some young guys, like you said, and it's next man up, you know. Quade, I really feel for, but there's one guy I know that will be diligent in his, you know, in his rehab and his process, and he gets genuinely excited by challenges like this. Like, you know what, I'll get fit and ready before the World Cup next year, and not back him. So yeah, it's next man up at the moment. We've had so many injuries in the last 6 weeks that we're just getting used to it. But it's next man up, and we've got a fair bit of depth now. So, you know, it's you know, devastating for the individuals, but for the group, like, just a show of our character. You know, we lose our captain, we lose a guy like Quade, we lose Samu, and we just crack on and find a way. And you know, the guy stepping in, you know, it's how most of our careers start, right? Is someone's you know, misfortune is another person's opportunity, and they take it with two hands and make it theirs, and someone special might create a career out of it.
Nick, really appreciate your time, mate. Go well again this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.